And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
It's the show for Friday morning, the 17th of February. Good morning, Kansas City. Good morning, everybody.
Does not feel like a February morning.
Nope.
It feels good.
I'm already burning up in here.
Well, that's because you're dying of norovirus.
Right.
It actually feels nice and spring-like already outside.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Better than waking up to 20 degrees, I can tell you that.
We're kidding.
Joey wouldn't know. He had to sleep at the station last night on the couch out there in the lounge because he had to work super late.
Yeah.
And so there's no point in going home at, you know, 1 in the morning and then turning around coming back here at 4. So he slept on the couch. And when I walked by, he was just getting up and he still had his bedhead. He had his little toothbrush in his hand walking
nice.
Down to the bathroom. I'm like, I remember those days. I remember sleeping on the radio station couch.
That was like 2 weeks ago, Jed.
Well, no, for me, that was 20 years ago, sadly. But, yeah.
Those were the things you used to do.
You used to do whatever you had to.
I remember that. Yep. Keep a toothbrush here always, just in case.
Sure.
That one's back in my office. Yeah. Guess I'm going to run out, have a meeting. I don't want to surprise anybody with garlic breath.
A little nappy nap on the couch.
Ah, it sounds good already.
Sleep. I do that in the middle of the day. Is that wrong?
No, that's standard for you.
Okay.
Just sleep during work. That's fine. The rest of us will take care of it, Shaylee. You rest.
Well, I mean, and it's been working
well. And you wonder why you don't have Gaga tickets.
See?
That's rude.
Work a little harder.
All right, good show today. Should make us laugh with a little comedian from Stanford's this morning.
Yeah, Adam Newman's going to be coming in a little bit later on this morning. And we do have Lady Gaga tickets. Shaylee doesn't, but no. We have some to give away, so we'll give those away a little bit later.
All right, we get the day started with 10 items or less, as always.
President Trump says his administration is running like a fine-tuned machine. At a White House news conference yesterday, the president rejected reports of chaos in the new administration and insisted that incredible progress has been made during his first 4 weeks in office. Trump said the stock market has hit record numbers and there's been a surge of business and consumer confidence. My favorite part, because I watched this, I turned on the TV and saw his news conference, was when someone accused him of being anti-Semitic, and he said, I am the least anti-Semitic person there is, and racism, I'm the least racist person there is. And I just thought, ooh, he's one step away from saying, I have a black friend. Like, it was right there to where he's going, no, I have a black friend.
Yeah.
How could I possibly be racist?
Let's see. I'm trying to find out which one of these is a good one. There were so many parts of yesterday that were so good.
I turn on the TV, open the newspapers, and I see stories of chaos. Chaos. Yet it is the exact opposite. This administration is running like a fine-tuned machine, despite the fact that I can't get my cabinet approved.
Well, it sounds like it's running really well.
Looks like it's, by all accounts, great.
Everything's solid.
Amazing.
And I have a black friend. I do. I promise. So. I'm not racist.
The fuck is Jewish? There. I know somebody.
One Patriots fan really likes Tom Brady. So much so, he got the New England quarterback's face tattooed right on his butt.
Oh, no.
Following the Patriots Super Bowl victory parade in Boston last week. Tattoo artist Emily Arsenal says the customer just came in, said he wanted a portrait of Brady. The response was, all right, let's do it. Putting Brady's smiling face on his butt took about 2 hours to complete. I've seen it. It's not great.
No.
It's not good. No part of it. The butt or the tattoo. Study from Clemson University set out to find just how gross double dipping really is. They measured the amount of bacteria found in foods before being double dipped, and after double dipping took place, they found that bacteria levels skyrocketed after a double dip. In a shared bowl of salsa, of course, there's zero bacteria pre-double dipping, but levels of 30,000 bacteria after. Of the three food combos they tested, chips and salsa, chocolate with fruit, and chips and cheese, salsa was the most conducive to transferring bacteria.
Is that right?
I can tell you I ate my body weight in chips and salsa last night because Shaylee and I have been eating this Evolve Paleo food, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. I've lost 10 pounds. My skin cleared up. I sleep better. Everything's great.
It's awesome.
I had a carb meltdown last night, and I was like, oh, we're going to Mi Ranchito. We're doing this.
That's my Monday spot.
And I ate an excessive amount of chips last night.
Really?
And I probably double dipped. And now I feel like I have 90,000 bacteria that I passed on to my children.
Well, which means you'll just get it in about a week.
Oh, it was so good, though.
Just hope for the norovirus. There's another 10 pounds off for you.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Discussing St. Patrick's Day in here. It's
Snake Saturday.
Shaylee wanted us to be leaping leprechauns.
Well, that's the theme for Snake Saturday. And this whole time, Truda thought I was asking him to what?
Well, I thought you said yesterday when you called my office that it was weeping leprechauns. So for 24 hours now, I've thought, how could we? Why are they weeping? What are they sad about? Is it potato famine?
They're on the paleo diet.
Why?
I want to do it that way instead.
This is an English-Ireland political thing? I mean, what are they weeping for? I just thought it was weeping leprechauns.
Before we get there, we're into St. Patty's Day, we've got to celebrate Mardi Gras. Kansas City Power and Light District going to be celebrating that Saturday, February 25th. Going to be a bar crawl. They're going to have jugglers, street performers, beads, masks, all kinds of stuff.
Hurricanes.
You want some tickets to go to that? We've got them. 576-7102. You have to be able to answer this question. Men and women both agree that this is the most unattractive part of their significant other's body. What is it? What do we both think
we
is
start.
Gross about each other?
How much time you have?
Something that both males and females have. Let's just start with that as your hint. Men and women both agree this is the most unattractive part of their significant other's body. What is it? 576-7102.
Okay. So it's not weeping leprechauns, so then we'll have to find something else, I guess.
Nope.
I still think we should put a snake on the float.
It's fine. I won't be on it.
Count me out.
Best video I saw yesterday, it was a spider that came down and killed a snake. It was awesome.
Oh, I saw that.
That was great.
The redback spider in Australia?
Yes. You take out that snake, you mean spider.
Oh, that was awful.
That was mean.
Awesome.
No, that was awful. I had to turn it off. Let's go to Gardner. Here's Deborah. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
What body part do we think is gross?
Feet.
Feet.
No, not feet. They do stink.
I'd go there. I mean, toes. Yeah. Not one for the foot rubs.
See, some people love that. Oh, I love a good foot rub.
Paola, Lisa, what is the body part that's... Nope. She gone.
She guessed feet, too. Not it. Stink is a good clue, but it's not feet.
Okay. Somehow all the lines keep getting hung up here. Weird.
Most unattractive part of the significant other's body, what is it? Stink, and it is not feet.
And it's something that we both share, right?
576-7102.
Okay. All right, we'll get some calls here coming up in a second. Let's go here to Casey Moe. It's Anita. Good morning, Anita. What body part do we think is ugly?
Is it the knees?
No. Do you have a problem looking at knees?
Sometimes.
They're not real attractive, are they?
No, they're not.
That is not it.
Get all wrinkly and stuff, too. It's kind of gross.
Yeah. Sometimes.
I've got a good old ACL scar on mine.
Me, too.
Yay.
Oh, boy.
We both have ugly knees.
Yeah. That's great.
All right. Thank you for the call. Stephanie.
Armpits.
Yes.
That's it?
That's what it is.
Gross.
It's the most unattractive part of the significant other's body. Both men and women agree.
Hairy pits.
Yeah.
Goes back to our funny names from yesterday.
Exactly. Who is this?
This is Stephanie.
Stephanie, we're going to send you to the Kansas City Power and Light District on February 25th. Little Mardi Gras party going on.
Awesome. It'll be fun.
All right. You hold on for a second. Joey's going to get the info. Do it again Monday morning.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
A lot of kids out of school today. I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be sick about noon today.
That's what my plan is. Unless my boss is listening, then no, I'm not.
Be about 80 degrees.
Right. Yes. On a patio somewhere.
Going to be a nice Friday. Producer of the Grammy Awards is apologizing to Metallica. Producer Ken Ehrlich claims an onstage extra caused the technical issue at the Sunday night show and said it's one of the risks of live television. Said he thinks the extra accidentally disconnected singer James Hetfield's mic. That forced Hetfield to share the mic with Lady Gaga until the problem was fixed. Ehrlich called the incident awful and said, obviously, we apologize to the band. I like the way he's pawning it off on an extra.
Yes.
Because you know it was this dude's fault.
Somebody.
You know it was this guy. And he's like,
it was
extras.
A friend of my friend and
these
stuff.
These kids, you can't get decent help.
Somebody tripped over a cord. Come on now.
There's an investigation underway into reports that Justin Bieber was fighting in West Hollywood. Authorities say they got a call about 2 o'clock Saturday morning that the pop star had been involved in altercations with two bartenders at a restaurant on Sunset Boulevard. The same witness said he later saw Bieber argue with another customer and that Bieber headbutted the person before being dragged away by friends. The victim reportedly refused medical attention and did not want to file a report. Are you going to admit if you got beat up by Justin Bieber? You're in a club.
No.
He fights you. No, you're not going to file a report.
I mean, he's got money, so probably.
Yeah,
people see dollar signs in that stuff. They'll go after it.
Sure. That's the problem. They do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Actress Nicole Kidman is revealing that she was once engaged to musician Lenny Kravitz.
What?
The Oscar-winning actress.
Seriously?
Told The Edit she was secretly engaged to Kravitz in the early 2000s after her divorce from actor Tom Cruise.
No way.
Kidman told Vanity Fair back in 2007 they both weren't ready to get married but didn't reveal her fiancé's name. The former couple remains friends, and Kidman has been married to country singer Keith Urban since 2006.
It's just a weird combination.
Wow, that's kind of a bombshell there.
Is, because he's not a drop over 5'4".
Well, my favorite thing is you go from Tom Cruise to Lenny Kravitz to Keith Urban. None of them have anything in common.
No, except they're all short.
Right.
And she's
Keith
super
isn't
tall.
That short. He's shorter, but
weird.
It's all very
Lenny
strange.
Lenny Kravitz. That guy was hilarious. We had him in our lounge one time.
Yeah, seriously?
And he rolls up
here?
In his, the Planet. And we're down at 127th and Metcalf. His bus pulls up, and he won't get off it until they clear all the paparazzi out. I'm like, what paparazzi? We're in the middle of a dentist office.
It's a strip mall at 127th and Metcalf.
He comes out of his bus, and he's got his jacket pulled up over his head so nobody can take his picture. And I'm like, dude, the one lady coming out of plastic surgery over there doesn't know you're Lenny Kravitz, okay? She's 80. It's fine.
And honestly, I think if Lenny Kravitz were to walk around Westport, I don't think anyone would even notice.
No.
He had a funny rider, too. They wanted two potted plants.
Okay.
A lamp, an end table, a rug, like one of those Persian rugs
right.
or something.
Yeah.
You know, it was incredible. I'm like, you're playing our conference room. What don't you understand about? We literally had to go to one of those dentist's office and borrow some potted plants. It was ridiculous.
I would love to see some of these people's riders.
This is unbelievable.
But you know, at this point, they're just jacking with riders just to see what they can get away with. Like, you don't, see,
right,
you know.
Proud M&Ms,
I remember
yeah.
hearing one right. with J-Lo where she was staying somewhere and it was in a hotel and everything had to be white
yeah,
flowers,
I've heard
everything.
That.
And then she overheard some people talking, saying that Diddy had just stayed there
mm-hmm.
like a week before and they had just broken up a couple weeks ago. And so she was like, nope, we need to move it. And she made everybody move everything. And it had taken like 5 hours to set up or something crazy. Like, well, you're J-Lo. I guess you can get away with it.
There's always room for J-Lo.
But you know, really? somebody needed a throat coat that was here not that long ago in this building, and you'd grabbed the throat
yeah.
coat tee from over here off my desk, and you were like, oh, I'll just set this in here. Here's your throat coat.
That's how much we care about
yes.
the writers.
Nothing but
well,
the best.
Yeah. The best part is she didn't even use it.
Well, of course, they never use
no,
it. That's the thing. They put it in there just to see if you will bring it to them.
But her manager called me twice to make sure we had it. And I'm like, yes, we have it. She better use it. And she didn't. And
you
then I was really
bust
mad.
Bust your butt to get the Perrier or whatever
it
is that they
M&Ms
want.
And the red M&Ms separated.
Oh, yeah. We had to go get Fuji water, too. Or Fiji water. Yeah. Please. I don't even know what it's called.
And they never They never take one drink out of it.
I'm like, is it really that much better, or could I have just put tap water in a bottle
they
and you would have believed it?
Oh, absolutely right.
Never know.
Doesn't matter.
Somebody's going to New York to see the movie premiere of The Shack. Stars Sam Worthington, Octavia Spencer. We're going to fly somebody out there February 27th through March 1st. If you want to go stay at a fancy little hotel in New York, see a movie premiere, we need caller 12 to get qualified. Right now, 576-7102.
Nicole Kidman and Lily Kravitz, that's like leaping leprechauns. This is such a mind-blowing day. Stop it. It's only before 7.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Did you guys see the story? This was from KCTV5's website. This Johnson County guy, apparently he's 85 years old. He's a widow, lives by himself on a farm, and decided to join Match.com. Meets a woman who lives in Salina named Rita. And the family started noticing weird stuff. Like, the dad would stop talking to her. Like, if they were on the phone,
mm-hmm.
I guess they would walk in the room and then he would stop talking. Like, things just seemed a little off.
Okay.
And then his son said he found a notarized document from his dad with this woman's name on it, and it reads, "Let it be known that Rita Harrington does not owe me any money as of this date or in the past or for any future transfer of funds. All financial aid or help given to her was done so as a gift to her out of my love for her, and she owes me nothing in return for any of it." This is a signed document, notarized, all of that.
Okay, seems kind of weird.
Yeah. And so the son asked him, "Dad, how much money have you given her?" And he said a little over $14,000. However, they went on, hired a private investigator, go through his dad's bank accounts. They think it's closer to $193,000.
Yo.
What?
That this poor 85-year-old man has given to this woman.
Don't tell me
Salina.
He's being catfished, too.
You think? Well,
no, they went to her house. I mean, she's real. She's a real person.
Oh, she is? Okay.
As far as I can tell, but she's, you know, just scamming him out of money. Oh, yes, of course I'm in love with you.
Hmm. And where did he live?
He's here somewhere. They're keeping his identity. At this point, ironically, his identity is a secret.
Right, right.
Yeah. I guess the KCTV5 investigative team went out to Salina and went to her house. They saw the new car. Like, he bought her a car.
Is that
all
right?
All this stuff.
Oh, wow.
His son said, "This is financial exploitation of an elderly person. This is romance scam. This isn't love. True love doesn't do this to one another."
Hmm.
Ugh.
$193,000. Wow, that's incredible.
I knew an elderly woman who, she got a letter in the mail. She still lived alone at 93. She was 93 years old. Got a letter that said, "Good news, you've won the lottery. You have to send us a check for like $250 to confirm that you got this, and then we'll send you the $1 million you've won."
Mm-hmm.
And she sent them the check.
No.
And from
and
there.
And it was hook, line, and sinker. Then they sent her another letter that said, "Oh, got that one. That's great. We just have to reconfirm. You just need to send us $500, and then we'll send you the $2 million. Now it's $2 million. And she kept sending them checks.
Right.
And finally,
how long
her
was she out? Like, how much money was she out total?
I think they figured it was somewhere only around, like, $3,000, which sounds like nothing compared to this. But
yeah,
this
but
woman
still.
Didn't have very... I mean, this is a 93-year-old woman who lived in a small town. Like, she didn't have much to start with. And so, yeah, they ended up getting a few thousand. And there's nothing you could... Couldn't track these guys down.
Yeah.
Finally, they put a stop to it. The kids had to take over her mail and her phone and shut that off and take over. But, man, wow.
That's a bummer. Let's 5767102. If anybody's had one of these scams like this, interested to see. I mean, you know, people fall prey to these kind of things all the time.
Yeah.
Especially on the computer now. You hear a lot about the computer stuff where they'll take over your computer and say that we're going to keep your data hostage unless you pay us $500. And it's never, people never want to go to the cops about that kind of thing.
And I don't think it's just an elderly thing, because I have a young friend who's like 23. She got a phone call telling her that something was wrong with her taxes and she needed to do something. And she, of course, just believed it. And she was like, "Oh, I didn't fill out my taxes right." And she started to get scammed.
Oh, wow.
So
I don't know why anyone's worried about money. I have money coming in from a Nigerian prince.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's
yeah,
right.
Look at you.
Coming in any day, isn't
right.
it?
Right. Yeah.
See, I don't have to worry about paying scammers because I'm like, "Hey, dude, line up. I mean, you're going to be behind the gas bill this month, so I don't have any money to pay you anyway."
Until the 15th, I literally had $8 in my account.
Right, right.
$8.
It'd be fantastic. I'm hoping the person that ever steals my identity, like, gives me money.
I actually saw an improvement in my bank account after my identity was stolen.
They're like, "Oh, God, this poor schlub needs some help. Jeez.
People are pathetic.
Somebody stole my identity and actually gave it back." How bad mine was. Let's go to Kansas City. Here's Jay, and it's a she. Jay, good morning. Oh, well, if I could hit the button right. Hey, Jay, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Yeah, it doesn't happen just to older people. You know, I tried to do a consolidation loan online, and I kept getting these immediately after I was, finishing up what I thought was different loan programs to consolidate. This was several years ago, actually probably about 8. Anyway, I kept getting these calls for payday loans, and I said, no, I wasn't interested in any of that stuff. About a month later, I get a phone call saying they're going to take my whole check. Had my checking account information, my social security number, everything, and said, "Well, we sent you a check for $1,500. Your payment on it a month was $800. I'm like,
what?
I don't even barely clear $800. What are you talking about? Yeah. So it wasn't until, and when I said, you know, you got to quit calling me, I called my boss and I said, you know, look, you know, I could lose my job. And this guy goes, I don't care, lose your job then. And like, when I called my boss was like, send them my way next time. I mean, it's crazy what they'll do. And they can get in on your computer and even just to investigate, just to look at consolidation loans. It's just, it could be very hurtful.
It's scary.
Yeah, I had to
close my account and open up a new one. Everything was crazy.
Yeah, and it takes forever to fix everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It was right after that I got LifeLock. And from that point on, I've not had that issue. About a year later, they actually tried to do the same thing to me and said, well, you have this account. You know, you owe this loan. I said, no, I don't. You don't want to be prejudicial here, but unfortunately, the guy was Iranian, but he said his name was Sam Smith. Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, a lot of creditors use fake names because they don't want, they don't want to be caught. But
right.
It's scary right now, especially at tax season, because I know a lot of people that have gotten taken during tax season.
You get official-looking letters or stuff.
That's, gotten their refunds stolen.
Yeah, it seems crazy.
Well, I work for the government, I'll just say that. And my ex actually called me and said, hey, does this sound legit? And it actually happened to him about IRS. I said, well, didn't we pay our so-and-so taxes? And I said, well, yeah, I have to. And he's like, well, they're saying that we... I said, nope. You will not get a phone call. You'll get a letter.
Yeah.
Make sure that...
A million scams out there.
Yeah.
A million.
Right.
I think that's the biggest thing people have to realize right now, especially during tax time, is they're not just going to call you for the money. They'll write you letters first.
Yeah.
Right. But people just... They don't want to stop and think about it and just... They just do it because out of fear.
Yeah, and you get in a hurt. Yep. Hey, appreciate you sharing your story this morning.
Yeah, that's really good, Jay. Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Glad things worked out the better for you. That's quite scary. I mean, just think about it. For every person who's making money out there, there's somebody who's trying to part you from it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want a piece of it. That's all.
Again, good luck. I've got $8.
Again, if you can help me, it's fantastic. This would be great.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Kelly in Overland Park, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, good. How about you?
Good. I just have 5 words for you this morning. Are you ready?
Oh, please.
Okay, here we go. Ruta, go to bed, and you're welcome.
Yeah. She promised that she would call us back and tell us that today, so.
I did.
Yeah, yesterday.
Ruta, go to bed.
Going through all the unusual names, which started because I went to high school with a guy named Sam Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And we got tons of calls. Of real, legit names, Joey may have topped my San Francisco because not only did he go to high school with Long Wang, he produced yearbook photographic evidence immediately after the show of Long Wang, who, good-looking kid in high school, but a terribly unfortunate name.
Right.
I would assume growing up with that.
Joey, by the way, did you find out where Long Wang is now?
I didn't have the courage to Google that. Yeah.
Probably for the best, actually. Don't anybody Google Long Wang, especially not at work. That's not.
I talked to my husband about it yesterday. I was telling him all the names, and he said growing up, one of his best friends was Billboard, and his sister was Peg. So they were Billboard and Pegboard. That's legit. Again, yearbook photographic proof exists. These were real names.
Oh, no.
Poor people.
Yep. Well, Kelly, thank you.
Woo
to go to bed.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
You too. I'll be thinking about that in my sleep now. Woo to go to bed.
We're going to get an email from HR. We've had instances of people Googling Long Wang.
We're going to need you to stop talking about that.
Specifically, 18-year-old Long Wang. We're going to need you to not Google that at the office. Thank you.
I guess I'll do that on my own time, right?
Oh, boy.
Yikes. Well, that was a good one. So many great names. So many bad names, too, though. What are parents thinking?
We had everything.
Once I heard that segment, I'm like, God, parents are kind of cruel, though, if you think about it.
Mitchell, who lived on Mitchell Avenue.
Really set their kids up for failure.
It's just a problem.
Well, all the Harry Pitts. And the, you know, my mom knew the I'm a pig. And
Richard Sweat. I mean, it was really a never-ending cavalcade of bad names.
Richard Oder.
Yeah.
We had the Oder one, too.
We did have Richard Oder.
Ah, that was tough. That was bad. Kansas City. Here's Catherine. Good morning, Catherine. Welcome to the show.
You might want to tape delay this in case you don't want to use it, because I have three names from when I was growing up.
And these are legitimate names. These were actual names.
They're names, yeah.
Okay.
In the state of Iowa, there was a family from northern Iowa, and they were both good basketball players. And I'm so old, basketball was three girls on one end of the court, three girls on the other, and you couldn't cross the line, okay?
Yeah, you either played defense or offense back then.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, their last name was D-I-C-K-X.
Okay.
Okay.
The son's name, the parents did this to the kids. The son's name was Harry, and the daughter's name was Fonda.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
Her name was not Fonda.
Yes. Well, his was Harry.
Yeah.
Not Harold, not Howard, Harry.
Yeah.
I believe one of them, I think the boy got a scholarship at University of Northern Iowa. So we're talking late 60s, early 70s, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, my first job in Syracuse, New York, one of the radiologists in the department, his wife's last name, maiden name, was W-H-O-E-L.
W-H-O, okay.
And her grandmother on her father's side was named Iva. Her name was Iva Hole.
Oh, boy.
These are real names.
I'm still back on the poor basketball player, because now you've got a basketball announcer who's calling that game.
Right, right.
So sorry. Have fun with it.
Yeah, thank you.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We're going to play a round of the accent game. You do not have to do the accent. We do. You have to guess what it is.
You guess, well, yeah, right.
And these are terrible, by the way.
They are?
I haven't seen what our, I'm just saying in
I've
general,
them.
Our accents are terrible.
Oh, well, that's a given. Yeah, sure.
If you can get in the ballpark. We got this game. Shaylee bought Truda this game for Christmas called Utter Nonsense. And so it's got a stack of cards. One stack has accents. The other stack has the phrase that you have to read in that accent. What did... Oh, I just flipped over my card.
I got the perfect one.
I did too.
I got the perfect one.
I'm so excited to hear these.
Okay. These will be interesting. And you have to keep in mind, these aren't necessarily like a country accent. It's not necessarily Canadian or German. It could be something... You know, like Joey had to be a chicken one morning.
And he did it really, really well.
We had mumble as an accent at one point. So you have to, you know, just listen for...
You've got to be thinking outside the box.
Yeah. What is it? What sound are we trying to make as we're reading these? Apparently we're having some phone difficulties. I see two men now diving under the board.
Wow.
I assume.
This is strange.
Trying to fix cords.
I hope so.
Make our phones work.
No, we're just trying to make Joey hear. That's all.
Okay. Fantastic.
You actually have audio there?
Oh, he just doesn't have a mic.
He just doesn't have a mic.
I didn't have a mic.
Now
I can hear and talk.
All right, look at there. And we have people on the phone, so let's do this.
Oh, boy.
Don't anybody say that
this
show isn't technical. All right, Beth in Overland Park. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
All right, Beth, do you know how this game works? Have you heard us play the accent game before?
I have.
Okay, so you know that we are terrible, and you just have to try to make some sort of guess at what we're attempting to do, okay?
Okay.
Who's going first?
I'll play with Beth because my daughter's name is Beth, so we'll go with that. All right.
All right.
Well, thank God you're a meter maid. I thought I was getting a real ticket for a second. Thank God you're just a meter maid. I thought I was getting a real ticket for a second.
Oh, boy.
What kind of accent is that, Beth?
Now, think outside the box. It may not be an accent. It may be the way that she's saying it.
Right.
Maybe a New Yorker?
No.
Try it one more time.
Okay, well, will you say it one more time?
Oh, thank God, you're just a meter maid. I thought I was getting a rail ticket for a second.
I'm going to say, gosh, you sound super stressed.
Final guess.
In New York.
Final
what?
Guess. Give us final your final guess.
Okay, my final guess is Chicago.
Oh, no, I was paranoid. I was being paranoid. You were heading the right direction with the stress.
Okay.
But hang on the phone. Hang on, because if everybody gets them wrong, then you'll still be in the running for the tickets.
Okay. All right, there we go. There's Beth. Here is Rocky in Kingsville. Good morning, Rocky.
Hi, how are you guys?
Very good. How about you?
I'm pretty good.
Okay, it's between Joey and myself.
Joey, you want to do your accent here?
I will try to do my accent.
Okay.
You seem like the type of person whose password is 1234.
I'm going to say say that's a villain.
Not a villain.
Yes. She says, "Feeling like a villain."
That's just
I'm
Joey.
Feeling like a villain that was chilling.
It's a specific region.
Oh, you want to do it one more time?
Do it one more time.
You seem like the type of person whose password is 1234.
New York.
No.
Darn it.
That was French?
I was trying to do French.
Yeah.
Mm.
I guess I can hear that now.
Yeah.
In retrospect.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Rocky, okay. But still, you're in the running because okay. Beth
Hold
didn't
on,
get hers either.
We don't have, right. It's all up to Ashley in Olathe right now. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
So you get my accent, which is actually kind of perfect, really.
All right.
Oh, are you guys ready for this one? Shaylee knows what's coming, but you guys, oh boy.
Okay.
You're wrong again, Dad. I'm fun employed. If you need me, I'll be at the water park.
Ashley, what does that sound like to you?
I don't know. Honestly, like he was constipated. No.
I think you're headed in the right direction. Go with that.
Kay. Yes.
Can he do it again?
He's been doing it for about a week and
Might
a half.
Might have wasted myself already. Okay. You're wrong again, Dad. I'm fun employed. If you need me, I'll be at the water park.
Oh, my. I don't know. Is he frustrated? And constipated?
We're so close the first time.
She says frustrated and constipated. Is that correct, Truda?
Well, I mean, judges, I'm going to leave this to you. If constipated,
no.
It's pooping.
Pooping. He was, which with the norovirus he has been doing, and
which
so he
I'm
was.
I'm actually almost gave myself up for the show here.
But that's okay, Ashley, because now Ashley, Rocky, and Beth are all in the running for the Lady Gaga tickets.
Oh, there you go. Because nobody got it right.
Nobody got it right. So all the names are now on a piece of paper. Shaylee, choose one of these pieces of paper. This is important. Ashley is the winner.
Oh.
Ashley gets the Lady Gaga tickets.
Hey, look at you, Ashley.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Ashley, do you have big plans this weekend? Do you get some time off for President's Day? What are you doing?
No big plans this weekend, and I have to work on Monday.
Yeah, us too. Yeah.
I know. It just stinks, doesn't it?
The good news is...
Well, it certainly does stink.
But you will be going to Lady Gaga in November. Those are highly coveted tickets.
Yeah, they are.
May or may not knock you down when you come in to pick yours up.
I'll be the one waving from our tent.
Well, thank you guys very much.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
All right, it's Friday morning here at The Show. Jen, Truda, Shaylee in the house, and Adam Newman stopped by. He's going to be at Stanford's this weekend. What's going on, brother?
Hey, I just got here. Your station smells very clean. I walked in and you guys are just disinfecting this whole. What did you do before I got here?
There's two reasons for that. Number one, he's had norovirus. Number two, anytime Craig Glazier walks in this room, we do a thorough cleansing.
That's why if everyone comes down to Stanford's, just know that we have recently disinfected the place. You're going to sit in a very clean seat. Your glasses have been wiped. Your glasses have been wiped down.
Please.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you've spent some time with Craig now, so you know a little bit about what goes on.
What is this station? Do we just come in and make fun of the club owner that's nice enough to be paying me to stay at his club?
Absolutely, yes.
I think he's a wonderful man who smells nice and is very clean.
You're the only one I've heard say that.
Right,
and we'll go with that.
Well, no one listening can see me winking with both eyes right now.
We were talking off the air for just a second. We had all these people call in. I went to high school with a guy named Sam Francisco.
Oh, yeah?
And Shaylee didn't believe me, so we had to pull out the yearbooks. Joey, our
Where
producer.
Where is he from?
Lindsberg, Kansas.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, it was let down.
Joey went to high school with Long Wang.
Sure.
We also saw photographic proof of that.
And I told you the name I saw in my dad's yearbook. I'm going to ask you before I say it here. Am I allowed to say it on the air?
Say it. We can bleep it if we need to.
Okay. I was looking through my dad's old high school yearbook from, the 60s or 70s or however old that dude is. And right. It was, there's an Asian girl M-E-I, first name, K-O-K, last name. My cock.
Oh, my.
That's unfortunate. Wow.
For who? Wow. Yeah, you know, no, you know, you do these radio shows and you got to watch your language, but sure. This is a person's name, so I can talk about my cock as much as I want on this station, and it feels good.
Wonder what my cock is up to now. That's weird.
I don't know. Let's check. Let's
Google that and let me know how that works. Just,
yeah. Do not Google my cock, okay?
We just got done with Valentine's Day. Did you celebrate that?
Nice transition.
You like that?
Yeah. I did. I celebrated.
Speaking of my cock.
Yeah. Speaking of my cock, it is at Valentine's Day. That's true. I did. Speaking of my cock before anything, that's the transition forever.
There you go.
Yeah. I did. Yeah. No, we did Valentine's Day. I did it, and I got the girlfriend in New York. And so we did Valentine's Day in New York. We did, you know, the nice dinner. It was really fun. And then she didn't want to come to romantic Kansas City.
What?
What's there to do here that's well be
romantic
nice?
Romantic barbecue? You could have a romantic night out on Brush Creek? I don't know. That's a good question.
No, so we did it. Yeah, we did it early. And then I came here and I celebrated Valentine's Day with the Tuesday night drunks at the Comedy Club.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but it was very fun. We had some fun shows on Tuesday. Last night was fun. We're going to have two fun shows tonight, two fun shows tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, bring your Valentine's date. I'll make fun of her. I'll make fun of you. I'll make fun of the dudes
sure.
and the girls. But nice making fun of. Everyone's going to leave feeling better.
You've got a special out called Fuzzies.
Yeah, Fuzzies. It just came out last week. Fuzzies is a tricky thing to talk about. Fuzzies sounds like a nice, cute title. The cover art's nice and fuzzy. Me and a cute dog, but the Fuzzies are about. I think we can get through this without getting too dirty. Are you aware? Well, you're a fella. You know what I'm talking about. But ladies, you know when you wear new sweatpants without underwear, new boxer briefs without underwear, you'll get a little. You go to the bathroom, you find little fuzzies stuck in places you're not. You got to pull a little fuzzy out of your thing, otherwise you shoot off
clingers.
In two different directions. Clingers is another beautiful way of putting
that's
it.
That's a good one.
Not exactly the same as dingleberries, which are on the back side, but these are on the front side. Is what you know one of the many struggles men go through on a daily basis that you women just wouldn't understand.
No, we don't get it.
No, and you gotta. So it's about those fuzzies and the male struggle. That's what my show's about. Really, it's funny, but it's also educational and.
The struggle is real.
This is a real struggle.
Where can one watch Fuzzies?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get Fuzzies?
Oh, you got to watch it on CISO. It's NBC's new digital platform.
Okay.
So CISO.com, SEESO, and you use it's like $3.99 a month. But if you use promo code Newman, free all over the place.
Look at you with your
promo code.
Newman. N-E-W-M-A-N. It's Newman. That's me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was originally thinking when you said fuzzies that these were the kind of guys who enjoyed dressing up in costumes.
Hey, whatever you're into.
Originally what I thought.
Those are furries.
I confused fuzzies for furries.
If you're listening at home and you don't know what furries are, there's another fun. Once you're done listening to this, you go ahead and Google furries and Google my cock, and you are going to learn. It's gonna be a fun Friday morning for you.
Your IT department at work's going to love you. Shaylee is desperately, she is afraid of guys in mascots, like dressed up as mascots.
That's basically what a furry is.
Yeah.
With a few strategically placed holes cut out of the costumes. That's like a fear you have?
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta have a funny name for like whatever phobia that is.
I don't know if there is one.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
I'm sure there is, but I don't know.
Yeah, she hates clowns and guys dressed up in mascots.
Well, I studied psychology in college. Let's go ahead and break this down.
Yeah,
let's analyze you a little bit. Where did the fear of mascots come from?
Disney World.
Which one did you have like a bad experience behind the Magic Kingdom with a Goofy or something?
No. I don't think so.
Maybe you blocked it out.
Maybe I did. I don't know.
That was the first time you noticed it was when you went to Disney and you were scared.
And you were just terrified. All right. And Goofy is the one that got you, or which one got you?
I don't know. I really don't remember which one. I just remember you stay over there, I'll stay over here, and we're good.
So this sounds like, I guess it's better that than like Jews or something. Like if you're gonna hate a group, it might as well be like an arbitrary. They're not really a group of people. Yeah, like Trump's not building a wall to keep out the mascots, you know.
Watch her physical response. Okay, so
I know. I say mascot, and the hands go in the pockets, and she closes up. And we got to do, you know, we got to, because I think that's the way they deal with phobias and stuff, right? Yeah. Is the best way to do it is to expose you to it, like really aggressively.
We tried.
Oh, these two did.
Oh, you did?
We brought in a clown right for Face Your Fears Friday, is what we
called
it.
Clowns are way scarier.
She's terrified of clowns. This one had a machete in her defense. It was scary.
Bad. It was terrifying.
Yeah, it was awful.
It came in the studio. She ran into that corner and was tucked in the corner, biting her lip. Mm-hmm. And even if you bring up clowns, see, watch now.
I don't like it.
There's a clown convention
terrify me.
Coming to Kansas City.
Oh, you
City
said
in
clown
April.
Convention, and she's covering up.
There's 300 of them coming, and I said, imagine yourself in the middle of this conference room.
Yeah,
300
that's a bit
clowns.
Much to jump into
Thank
immediately.
You. Surrounding
Thank
you.
Hey, I'm not afraid of clowns, but I'm afraid of 300 clowns. That's horrible. That's terrifying. And a machete? You could have a 4-year-old with a machete. You can have a puppy with a machete, and I'm scared. You can't be like, oh, you're afraid of clowns? Here, look, this one's not threatening at all. It's got an AK-47. You're like, I'm not afraid of a clown. I'm afraid of getting machine gunned. You guys are you're terrible
much.
Friends.
Thank
we
you.
Are. Yeah.
She brought in a rat and it went on my head. I'm scared of rats. They had a rat man come in and put it on my head.
Oh, whatever.
These games aren't fair.
Okay. Did it have a weapon?
It's disgusting tail. It's gross.
That's
rat
true.
Tail.
Yeah, that thing is full of diseases that'll kill you slowly.
Exactly.
That one's like a pet. It's
we fine. All after that month, we all ended up with trust issues on this show.
Yeah. What was your fear?
They made of eating bad stuff. They made me. What'd you have?
It was eating and touching weird
We had
stuff.
Gefilte
pigs,
fish.
Gefilte
we
fish. Oh,
well, you're
I
talking
mean,
to a full-breed Jew right here.
Oh, well, then you've
I've
been
had my
through
fair
that.
Gefilte fish.
We just brought also, and then we put things that he thought would be disgusting, but were really just gummy worms that were moist.
In water.
Like, water, so then he thought it was going to be gross.
Yeah, it just freaked me out.
Made him touch
it's
a crawfish.
It's just kind of disturbing.
Yeah. Well, as a hardcore naming... Catholic white boy, I have no idea what the gefilte fish was,
Well, as a guy who smokes his fair share of weed, I'm like, wet gummy bears? I've done more with less. That sounds like an ingredient in the basket on like a bad episode of Chopped, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I love like those like Chopped and like cutthroat kitchen shows, you
Me
know.
Too.
They're like, all right, you have three ingredients. You got wet gummy bears, gefilte fish, and spam. And I'm like, I'm a regular weed smoker, man. Like I could do a lot with that. That's they need to do a stoner Chopped. That should be a show they have on it. It's like four stoners who are like, all right, gelatin mixture, pig's feet, and
oysters.
Taco shells. Yeah, you're like,
I got
good.
We can do this, no problem. Man, good to see you. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks for having me. You guys were really fun.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.